The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Yo, yo, welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He's the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa. We were talking about you earlier today, Stuart. We were doing our television show, The Starting Lineup. Of course, you've been on that show several times on ABC 3340, and we had a couple of good laughs. We were trying to figure out still how to get you on the show to give Keith Kiefer his first ever massage on television. It's funny because I'm sitting there saying you don't have to take all your clothes off, although you can. Obviously, at the spa, we invite you to go, all the way if you want to. Most people do because it feels great. They have a wonderful draping service and stuff, so you don't have to worry about anyone seeing anything or anything like that. But some people do like to wear their undershorts or their undergarments. I get that. But it's funny because it still holds that mystique as, oh, it's a massage. Now we can't be doing a massage on television. I'm like, dude, have you ever gone to do it? It's so hilarious. So anyway, but I'm going to get you at ABC 33.
They do them in the airports, you know?
They do them everywhere, right? I mean, they bring people into business offices and stuff and have them done. So yeah, it's fantastic stuff. How's the Woodhouse Day Spa? Everything good?
Good. We had a little software transition over on, Sunday night.
Well, that sounds like fun.
And into Monday. And everything went, I guess, as good as it could have, you know.
Okay.
And we have a new online booking module that's really nice. You'll notice that next time you log in to book an appointment.
Okay.
And
nice.
Same thing with online gift cards. That's been improved. So, we're excited about it. It seems you're working great.
Well, that was already top of the line, man. The gift card stuff. I always talk about how, guys, we don't like to shop. We certainly don't want to shop online. But you go to birmingham.woodhousespas.com, man, and it's super easy. I mean, you're in and out in 2 or 3 minutes, brother. And you can make your gift cards look any way you want them. They can be emailed, mailed, whatever you want to do. So you don't even have to go to the store. So it's super, super keen. It's super good. We were talking today about, it's being springtime. I was actually on Fox WBRC early this morning. We were talking about springtime and love. And so you came up there too. So I've been spreading the Stuart Rome love today, man. I've been mentioning you pretty much everywhere I go. So you're all over television. But it's one of those things where we were talking about this morning about how spring cleaning can be in your love life. And that is to say, before you go back out there, if you're wanting to go date somebody, make sure you clean your side of the street first before you get back out there. You know, have some things done, whether it's lose 10 pounds, get your nails done, something like that. And I would imagine that a lot of people probably come to Woodhouse Day Spa, and it is somewhat of an epiphany sometimes, particularly if it's their first time, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have that quite often where people hadn't been in a while, and then they go through some things in their lives and various challenges, and then they seem ready to get, back on the road, things back and running. So they'll come to the spa and they're like, yeah, I just thought it would be a great idea to come in and fix my mind and my body and my attitude and relieve some stress. So yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand.
There you go. It's perfect. You do a little thematic thing today. And of course, since we're doing this show here on April 3rd, you're going to do a little April Fools, some songs with fools in it. Absolutely love. So we'll do that. I was thinking maybe you do something around basketball, but I'm not sure if there's any type of classic rock song that has anything to do with hoops action, slam dunk, or anything like that. So I think you did a really good job here. I do have a classic rock question that I'll ask you at the end of the show. So you got 5 songs. Let's kick it off with one of your great tunes. And we got a shit ton of emails to get into today. So give me your first song. Yeah.
All right. We're going to go with Little Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain.
Fool in the Rain. We're doing April Fools, all fool songs here on A Winter Rome with Stuart Rome. And again, when you pick us up here, we're available on every major agency. We're easy to find. You can put in Tony Curry Radio or TKR, look for podcast. Or, of course, you can listen to a show. It runs every single Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Central Time on Tony Curry Radio. So you don't even have to podcast. You can hear the music and everything. It's fantastic. But make sure you put With Stuart Rome on the back of it, because there are some other podcasts called When in Rome. Got some emails here. info@tonycurryradio.net. We do answer all of our emails here. Joe in Birmingham wants to know, ask Stuart if he's ever been in a volcano hot tub. I guess he's talking about a thermal a thermal hot tub, something where I guess you're warmed by the warmth of the earth.
I'm thinking that it's probably with the volcanic rocks. You know, those things get super hot. And I'm guessing that it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
That the hot volcanic rocks will heat up the hot tub. I'm not sure how they regulate the temperature, or it's just a natural type of thing. But no, I haven't done it, but it sounds interesting. I'd love to try it out.
Yeah, I've seen stories about spas in the mountains and stuff, and they just do them like in lakes and things like that. And I've always wondered. I mean, obviously, you can't regulate the temperature of a lake, but I wonder if there is like all caves are like 54 degrees, right? Something like that.
I wonder
if thermal lakes or lakes that are filled by lava, some are cooler, some are hotter, some are too hot to. I mean, obviously, there's probably some that are too hot to get into. But maybe I guess it has something to do with the relativity of the lava flow, or where, you know, or how deep the volcano is.
I think for the most part, that most of those, the ones that you can go in, like the hot springs,
yeah,
they're probably pretty consistent as far as temperature goes, mm-hmm. and I'm sure it completely depends on. You know, the heat source, but yeah. Some would be, I guess, volcanic rock, and there's other ones that have this hot springs underneath that, you know, kind of fun. But yeah, I think pretty much year round, as far as I know, most of those things are fairly regulated where, you know, you're not going to jump in a 150 degree water one day and, yeah. and then it's going to be 80 the next day.
Yeah, no doubt. Tiffany in Tupelo wants to know, how far is a massage therapist from being a chiropractor?
Oh,
well, let's
never been asked that question.
That's the first time we ever asked that question. Well, let's talk about this. So, so what are the differences between a massage therapist and a chiropractor? Because we talk about reflexology points and all kinds of different things that obviously you need to know when you're, and you have to go to school. You have to know what you, just because you have great hands and love to give back rubs to all your friends doesn't mean you can be a massage therapist. But let's talk about the differences. What are they?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, chiropractor is going to require a completely different license, completely different schooling, education. They both involve the body, you know, the massage therapy. It's more about the muscles. Chiropractor is not so much about, you know, the muscle. It's a skeleton, you know, the I guess more of a skeletor type deal with chiropractors, trying to set the breath, you know, what do they call it? When they an adjustment, you know, they have to make an adjustment, which basically is realigning the spine. Mm-hmm. I'm a massage therapist, so I'm very familiar with the body, mm-hmm. and where the spine is and where the muscle, how it connects. But I guess the main difference is that you know the chiropractor is more a skeletal issue.
Yeah, and you know, maybe it's just me, but it seems like and I see a lot of commercials for like Salon Paws and obviously. We've got a major issue in this country with our backs, and I'm assuming that's just because we've gotten fat, right? I mean, that's just, I mean, I know that.
Well,
whenever I lose 10 or 15 pounds, I'm thinking I just lost a bowling ball. It really makes you think a little bit about how much weight we carry around.
Yep. Yeah. It's, that all plays into it, especially, you know, extra weight. It's going to put extra weight on your body and of course your shoulders and your feet, especially. You know, all that your feet take a pounding all day long. The more weight you're going to put on it, the more they're going to pressure on the feet. So, I mean, like we always say, it's not easy, but the best thing you can do for your body is just to keep it in shape. You know, feed it the right stuff and head of a pretty decent diet and drink, but not to excess, which, you know, mm-hmm. is very difficult.
Yeah, right? Sure. Yeah. But, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right? I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah. So it's all about, you know, it's balance. Keep the, but yeah, I mean, the,
you ever had a massage? Obesity. You ever had a massage after a good hangover?
You know, it's not, you're not supposed to because you're dehydrated. And the massage is going to dehydrate you even more because we always talk about, you know, how much water we want. Like, you should never go into a sauna hungover because that's the absolute worst thing you can do. I did that in Las Vegas once.
Yeah.
Completely threw me off. Had a massive hangover. I mean, headache, much worse than the hangover.
Oh, man, I'll bet.
So it's not recommended unless you're really, really hydrate ahead of time before coming in. But it's not, you know, it's not a cure for a hangover. The scalp massage may feel good.
Yeah.
Get the blood flowing. But Yeah, definitely would not recommend
What,
that.
why is a massage dehydrating?
Well, they're breaking down muscle, the whole time, and apparently when you do that, you lose water, you lose hydration in the system, in the cells. So, you need to, right when you finish a massage, we always have you drink a big glass of water, those kind of things, just to replenish what you lost during the massage. But if you go in the massage completely dehydrated, you're going to get worse before you can get that glass of water after.
Yeah.
So, not
So
recommended, especially when you're already really dehydrated from a hangover.
you lose that much water when you get a massage? That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean it's probably a full glass at least.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
And if you go in two, three glasses short, and then you lose another one, and you already have a headache, it's not going to feel very good.
Yeah, I can imagine. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. This is one of our wonderful shows called When in Rome. It's one of half the shows I get a chance to actually be on the show with my friend and client in this particular case. It's two at Rome, and just absolutely love doing a show. And it's always fun towards the end of the week. We hope you enjoy it. Runs 5 o'clock Monday through Friday on the TKR app. Tim wants to know, what's the oldest massage therapist you've ever known?
Probably somebody in their mid-60s.
Is there a point in time where your hands start to break down or they don't feel right? I can imagine. I guess you got to take care of your hands, right?
It has a lot to do with when they started. Some people become massage therapists in their 40s.
Yeah.
If they became a massage therapist in their 20s and they've been doing it for 40 years in their 60s, then obviously you're gonna. Your hands are gonna be a little bit worse shape probably than if you just started out when you were 40. But yeah, they take care of the hands. We have the special relief balm that they like to use in the hands that we actually use on clients. They'll put it on their hands between massages, and they learn various techniques, in massage therapy school to try to relieve some of the pressure off. Certain techniques of not using the thumbs as much as you would think. Maybe using the palm sometimes just to relieve the stress off of that thumb, which is pretty major. Usually the thumb and wrist issues seem to be the most. So yeah, they
I mean to cut you off, but I'll forget. Do you have
no.
carpal tunnel? Do people get carpal tunnel syndrome that
Oh
are
yeah.
massage therapists? And well, for that question first, and second of all, do they pull muscles?
They can, especially if they're doing a deep tissue they're using a lot of pressure and they're using the back. They can easily pull a, muscle in the shoulder or the back. Not as common as a hand issue, I would
Yeah.
think.
But you can't pull a
But
muscle in
carpal
a
tunnel.
finger. You can't sprain a finger or something like that.
No, not, I mean, you could sprain a finger, but I mean, it would, I think the client would probably really feel it first if you're putting that
Yeah.
much pressure on their
Yeah.
body to have sprain your own finger.
Yeah.
But carpal tunnel is, it's just like, you get it when you use a keyboard too often. You sit in one position, your wrist always cranked toward one direction. It can happen, massage therapy can happen a lot of different professions actually, but fortunately we haven't really had any of that I know about in Birmingham. We've had massage therapists that have to take a 3 4 day break to get rid of some of that stress on the hands, but
Yeah.
fortunately, it's never anything permanent.
All right. We got a first time question here, and I'm glad I actually looked at these questions. I had a few minutes to look at the questions before we actually got into them. So we've never had this question. It's coming up here, but I want to hear some more classic rock. We're doing Fool songs. First song, Fool in the Rain, Led Zeppelin. Your next one is
Is going to be Def Leppard Fooling.
Def Leppard, Foolin'. We're doing Foolin' songs here. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. You can hear the show Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock Central Time, right here on the Tony Curry Radio app. The great thing is it's worldwide, my friends. We're right here in Birmingham, but you can listen to us wherever you are in the world. And of course, download our app, TKR, and make sure you listen to our podcast available everywhere. And I've got a classic rock question. Actually, it's kind of breaking news. About a
Oh.
famous classic rock. I'm going to make you think a little bit here. It's a famous classic rock singer who left this band 22 years ago, and he is getting back with the band, and it's not Steve Perry. Yeah, so I'm going to see if you can name that at the end of the show here.
I'm not going to Google it. All right.
Don't Google it. Yeah, because it just and I'm asking you the question because I got to be honest with you. I kind of wish he wasn't coming back because I just can't imagine him singing as well as the guys who have filled in for him. Anyway, we'll talk about it in a few minutes here. We got a massage therapist named Lucy. She works out at the MGM. She said, I started out here a couple of years ago. And she says, I get the same old thing whenever I start to go on a date. As soon as they find out I'm a massage therapist, they expect to get a massage. She said, I don't really mind, doing that. Obviously some people go wild because they know it's going to feel good. But she said, can you please explain to people through, the Woodhouse Day Spa that's probably not the first thing you want to ask somebody to do on a date. Second of all, it's like if you date a cook from a restaurant, you know, the last thing they want is to have to come home and make you dinner. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, they probably want you to be taken out, but in some cases, they really love what they do. And I'm sure a woman like Lucy, who's a great massage therapist, would probably love to give her a boyfriend after maybe they get to know each other a little bit. And he really appreciates everything she does because she loves her work and she knows that she's doing it with her man thing. So that'd be something. But explain a little bit. I can imagine because when you meet a massage therapist, you're probably thinking to yourself, oh, great, I'm going to be getting massages the rest of my life. It don't work that way.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it's fine for that to happen eventually, but you should go on a first date and say, oh, by the way, can you rub my back when we get home?
Yeah, I mean.
So what I would recommend is Lucy to charge, just like any other client until they get to the point where they're officially boyfriend and girlfriend, say, yeah, I'm going to mind doing it, but I got to charge like everybody else, And then,
that's not a bad idea. I mean, at least it would shut it down pretty quick. And then the ball would be in her court and whether she wants to do a massage or not. I could understand
and
that.
If the boyfriend, whoever, girlfriend, whatever it may be, rejects that means they're not really going out because they like the person. They were just going out to get the free massages, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, if I was dating a massage therapist, the first thing I'd do, and maybe get two or three dates into it so we get to know each other.
They need to get a rub down.
Exactly. I would say, listen, I know you work really hard, and I know that your hands are probably sore and stuff like that, and I know you do it for me, but how about I give you a massage? Let me do the best I can, and maybe you can give me a couple of clues or hints or some suggestions on how to make it better, but let me give you a back rub, and I'll bet you she'd love that.
Oh, yeah. Just like the chef, like, let me cook for you when you come over.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's all you do,
Exactly.
That would show that you actually want to date the person.
Yeah.
You're not using them yet.
And then do a lousy job, and then she'll never ask you to do it again. There you go.
That's right. Exactly.
Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We always get questions on tips. We probably get tip questions almost every single week, along with the 6 for $5 deal. And I don't obviously read that question every week because we get it every week. I think we've kind of messed up on the tip thing here. First of all, we got to remember that a tip is a tip. In other words, it's up and above the line of service. I realize that some people are paid with the idea that they'll get tips and that it's only cool to make sure that you give someone something to supplement because they're usually making $225 an hour or whatever. I know a lot of people are now with this Trump thing, maybe they don't want to pay, any taxes on their tips. I don't know if that went through or not. But you gotta work for it. You gotta do a good job. And the other thing is 15% was always kind of like it was like expected. If you did a really nice job, you get 20%. If you blew the doors off, there was no limit. You could do 25-30%. And in some cases, if you're talking about a $16 or $17 or $18 meal, an extra dollar will make you go from 12% to 20% in a hurry. So I mean, it's an extra buck, and they do their math. They know what's going on. What do massage therapists expect? Is the 15-20% the same kind of thing? I don't like restaurants where they add the tip already in. And I know you guys don't do that, but also, would they prefer cash?
Yeah. I mean, they prefer cash because they'll get it right away. And, they tip on a credit card, it goes on the check through the next biweekly payroll period. So say you tip the very first day of a new payroll period, but they're going to have to wait about 2 weeks to get that.
Okay.
But, as far as the percentages go, I think it's pretty much standard, just like a restaurant, and it's all about the actual service. So you give somebody a great, they work their asses off too, you know, an
Yeah.
hour and a half size, that's hard to do. So they deserve the 20% plus. And of course, if they do something extra, you know, the extra great, you just really love the service, you're welcome to double it, whatever you want to do. But I think it all, you know, our services are fairly expensive. So usually 20% amounts to a good bit. Like you said, if you go in a bar with, you know, happy hour or something, and that bill ends up being $10. You're not going to tip two and think, oh, 20%. You know, you're going to
Yeah.
throw a five up there or something. So it's all relative and how much the service is, I guess.
Yeah. And the other thing too is a lot of people, and these are really tight ass people, and it really bothers me when they do that. But for some reason, when people get expensive things, they think they don't have to do the same percentage because they're giving I mean,
Right.
they're leaving a large amount of cash, but it's still not up to the 15%. It's because you just got a $380 service. Don't be a tight ass. I mean, you know, just because I know some people do that for dinners. They'll go a $200 dinner and they'll leave a $20 tip. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And they're like, well, I'm leaving a $20. It's 20. Yeah. I said, but yeah, but it's not,
Right.
even, that's not, it's 10%. You're not going to do that. I mean, they worked their ass off for it. They didn't set the prices in the restaurant. I mean, you know, so, yeah, just keep that in
Yeah.
mind. And again, you know, the difference between a five and a 10 once in a while can make a huge difference in someone's day.
Sure. You
Yeah.
know, it's you know, everybody works hard, and you know, a lot of people don't work at all. So I applaud the people that are working hard.
We should call this show First Time Questions, because I got another first time question coming up here in just a second. Something though we've actually talked about on the show, and I can't wait to get your answer. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. This is a Win in Rome with Stuart Rome. Stuart Rome, of course, owned the Woodhouse Day Spa down there in New Orleans. And then we had this question too before. Well, I'll ask you on the other side. I'll ask you right after you give me another classic rock song. What you got?
We're gonna do a little Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who.
Won't Get Fooled Again. We're doing fooling songs here to celebrate, of course, April Fool's Day. No matter when you're listening to it, we celebrate the entire month of April doing our fooling songs here. Question that has come up a couple of times. I haven't really asked it because it's kind of a business question, but several people have asked why you sold the New Orleans location when you bought the Birmingham location. Why didn't you just take on both?
Well, it's a good question. Actually, I was at the New Orleans location today visiting. So, it was at the time when I opened Birmingham, I also was a regional developer, so I had a territory that I owned. So, it helped me out by opening as many as I could get open under me, my wing, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
So, one way to do that is to sell and open another one yourself, and then also when people are interested. Say other franchisees interested in opening territory, you help them out. So at the time, that was the main deal. I was, you know, I wanted to get another one open, and my first choice was Birmingham, and it was be difficult, you know, really difficult to run both of them.
What did
And
you, let
I
me ask
just
you
let.
this. What did you see about Birmingham, just outside the close proximity, the 4 hours away from New Orleans? But what other cities look good to you, and what was it about Birmingham that you loved so much that you knew you were just going to knock it out of the park here?
Yeah, it's you know, we run all these numbers obviously, and it's all about the demographics. It's about the number of families there, the income level, how many families make a certain amount of money in within a 10-mile radius, say, of the spa. Then you know what the competition's like. If you know if you got a thousand Ritz-Carlton spas right there, you probably don't want to open either. They'll be more expensive, and we're just as good or better. So it's all about demographics in Birmingham. You know, pretty much checked every box that we wanted to. Plus, had a daughter starting Alabama and Tuscaloosa, so that was good. I had her there.
Yeah, that works out good. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's still there. She's getting married. She's living in Birmingham.
There you go.
So yeah, so it was all about trying to expand the brand at the time. Yeah, I got lucky with New Orleans because the people that bought it already owned a few woodhouses in the area,
There you
so
go.
I didn't have to do any training. I knew it was gonna be successful. It's done great since I sold it, and it's just it was kind of a no lose situation for anybody.
Yeah, and the New Orleans location, that was like business of the year, right? I mean, not massage place of the year, but like business of the year. I mean, it was, wasn't it? You won some award stuff, right?
We won a whole bunch of different ones besides Best Spa. We won in New Orleans City Business. We were always number one small employer, best places to work, all those kind of things. So we in Birmingham, we in About Town Magazine, we got there. We got Best Spa like in the second year. So there that was pretty impressive.
And it's well deserved for sure. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, check us out 5 o'clock Central. Steve says he listens to the show at least twice a week. He's a UPS driver. He said he always wishes he could get a massage when he gets off work because he's constantly lifting up heavy boxes throughout the entire day. He wants to know if you ask the massage therapist to rub just a particular part. In this particular case, he's talking about the backs of his legs and his glutes. Will they particularly just work on that area? Will they? In other words, will they not do the arm and do the leg extra long for you?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, it's a 50-minute or 80-minute or 110-minute full body massage, but it's, you know, it's your time, it's the guest time. So if they have a certain area that they really want focused on, we may spend 75% of the time at that area if they want it that way. So yeah, it's the guest time. So just let the therapist know and they'll deal with it.
All right. Let's go to Tabitha. Tabitha wants to know, what's Stuart's take on weight loss medicines, and has he seen a difference in his customer base? I think it's probably a little too early, don't you think? I mean,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I know some people that are on it for like 3 or 4 months. I think most people want to just take it for like a month or two and be done with it. And you can, but it's sometimes the fat, it's not a... It's a miracle drug in that you can lose the weight really fast and it goes off. But again, you have to change your lifestyle, or 3 months later, you'll be right back in the same boat again. And you'll be out of grand. So,
just no keep matter that what, mind. Which one, you know, you got the old fashioned diet, you know, medications, pills, and then of course you have the new stuff like the Ozempics and the injections that everybody's on nowadays. But we talked about this before. You know, you can, it's fine, you know, to lose a lot of weight on it to help you get to the certain point you want to get to, but you don't want to be on it all your life.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to make a lifestyle change in order to keep that weight off once you stop using it. So, you know, it really requires a new diet, adding exercise, all that kind of stuff that which is going to make you healthier, feel better. I'm all for using it to start. I just don't like people relying on it for the rest of their lives.
I remember my mom used to go on a cruise with my dad like every 3 years. It was a special kind of thing they used to do. And she used to go on this, pardon me, my phone. She used to get on this diet, Weight Watchers diet, and she would lose like 40 or 50 pounds like in the course of like 2 months. So she could fit into all of her dresses, you know, look nice on the cruise ship. And then when she came back, she was bigger than the ship herself. I mean, she would just eat. And I'm like, Mom, that cannot be. But she would just eat, because you can eat 24 hours a day on this cruise ship. She'd come back bigger than she was. But she wanted to look good in her muumuus and look good in her dresses and stuff like that. And so I was like,
the only problem is she only fit the muumuu for like 2 days. And then
she did.
She had to bring like five different sizes.
I mean, it was unbelievable. My mom would love to eat. She'd lick the bowl, that's for sure. But so if you're one of those people that, if you're getting ready for a wedding or something, or if you need to lose a quick 20 or 30 pounds, you can do it in a month. Yeah. Or you can do it obviously the hard way. And it's just so people know, it doesn't mess with your metabolism or anything. It does kind of paralyze your colon area, but it just you're just not hungry. You just don't eat. You'll go 3 or 4 days without eating, and you just don't want to eat. And that's what makes it so difficult when you're trying to do it the old fashioned way, is you're hungry as hell. You want to eat.
Yeah.
And it makes you agitated and stuff. And I did it a couple of years ago, and was on some medicines, made me gain weight. And I mean, it was like, I started on a Monday, and it took about the third week. And there was a couple of times where I went like 3 days without eating anything. And I don't even, I didn't even think about eating. It was like, it was, you know, I drive by restaurants and not even think about it. So it's pretty amazing. But then once I got off it, you know, it comes right back. So, all right. We got two more songs. We'll play this back to back. We got two more questions I want to get to. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Let's see. Tina says that she's incredibly ticklish. She said, "I'm so ticklish that I'm actually anxious about coming to the Woodhouse Day Spa for my massage. What can I do to get over being ticklish? Have you had that before?"
Yeah, you know, most people, they may have one spot, especially like the feet. Some people are ticklish, but it's really, we find that somebody comes in and they think they're really ticklish, but they get a kind of a moderate pressure type massage.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, the tickle comes from a very light touch, maybe, or like a light touch on the feet, or if the feet are just too sensitive, then we can obviously skip that part. But in general, you know, the rest of the body, as long as we use enough pressure, I don't think it's an issue. You know, if it is, we'll certainly stop. We don't want you to,
yeah,
unless you want to laugh the entire time, it's fine. But yeah, I can't recall a time where we had a guest that came in that could not get the massage because they were just too ticklish. Like I said, it usually involved just like the feet or a certain area.
Yeah. All right. We got a bunch of emails. We got so many emails coming through here. info@tonycurryradio.net. We've got another show next week. That's why we do it. Got two songs here with Fools. We'll go back to back to end the show. What are your next two Fooling songs, my friend?
Do a little Fog Hat, Fool for the City, and we'll finish it out with some Cinderella, Nobody's
Fool. Fog Hat and Cinderella. Normally, I just let this go, but I just remembered that I gave you a little piece of rock and roll trivia.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was not going to leave you high and dry, my friend. Would you like to name who's coming back to their band? He left the band in 2003. He's coming back in 2025. They're going on tour this summer, and I will give it away. They just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, shoot. It's not REO, is it?
No, it is Foreigner. Lou Gramm is coming back to the band.
I almost said Foreigner, but I didn't realize he had been gone that long.
Yeah, he left in 2003. And the weird thing is they brought a singer in. I think his name was Kelly Hansen, and they were talking about bringing a different guy. And I think Lou said something about, you know, time's too short. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing really just kind of made me think, you know, it's time to bury the hatchet. Yeah. He had some things with his guitar player, Mick Jones. And, so he's going to be with the band, but I think the singer with the band still with the band, because I can tell you right now, Lou, there's no way in hell Lou's going to be hitting those high notes. I mean, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary next year, so there's no way he's going to hit those high notes. So I kind of rather have a guy that sounds like Lou, but it's not Lou if I can hear those songs the way I remember them, you know?
I just saw him remembering Orange Beach.
Yeah.
Foreigner without obvious Lou Gramm. But no, I thought of Foreigner, but I had no idea that he's gone that long.
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking 10 years.
Isn't that crazy? 22 years ago. It's crazy. All right, man.
I might have to go see him again then.
Tell people how they can find you, brother.
Yeah, 24/7 online. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Check out our new booking system. That would be nice. Obviously, most people have internet access, but if you actually want to come see the spa, we love that. We're right down in the Summit by Saks Fifth Avenue. Or give us a call at 205-905-7676.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.